Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We are live here at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets in Causeway. We got coffee and donuts from Joe's Cafe and Donuts, joesknowsfood.com, beg your pardon. We got tickets to Oktoberfest and the World War II Museum while they last. Come by, see us. We'd love to meet you if you have a Medicare decision for yourself or a loved one. Keep in mind, you have to make an active Medicare decision. If you turn the Medicare age, it's complicated, but they'll walk you through it here. Experts will be on hand. They're here right now, and somebody's already stopped by and gotten the lowdown on Medicare. People's Health is hosting special seminars to help educate you on Medicare at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. You do not need an appointment. Come on in. They'll be glad to help you. Jerry Bologna joins us now, the executive director of JEDCO, the Jefferson Parish Economic Development Commission. Give us an update on Jefferson Parish. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing well. I would have joined you in person if I knew donuts were there.
Well, you still got time. We're going to be here all day, Jerry. Come on, we got plenty of donuts. We got plenty of coffee, so we'd love to have you. Tell me what's going on in Jefferson Parish besides the People's Health Medicare Center.
Well, they're a great Jefferson Parish-based company, so we're always supportive of them. But it's been a really exciting year. I've been on the show a couple of times this year to talk about some exciting projects in Jefferson Parish. And one of the newer ones that came online that we celebrated was the opening of Amazon's first same-day delivery fulfillment center in Louisiana. Totally robotic. You're going to start seeing your Amazon packages arrive even earlier. Many of them the same day. If you order early enough in the day, they'll arrive at your door the same day.
Really?
So great development in Jefferson Parish. Everybody wants one of these in their community, and we have the first in Louisiana.
See, I like there to be some time between when I order it and when it comes in, because I forget. And then it's kind of like Santa Claus comes and drops stuff off, and you don't know what's in the package, you know?
Nothing better than an impulse buy that shows up within a couple of hours.
Well, that's true. That's another good point. Tell me about Clearview. What's going on there?
Well, Clearview, if you've passed recently, you're seeing some construction take place. That's actually going to be the new location for Zia's. They're going to move Zia's out of the mall into the outparcel. And once that's done, you're going to see in earnest the demo of that interior part of the mall take place. So Target's staying. The Ochsner Super Clinic right there is going to stay. But that part in between is going to see an amazing transformation. You're going to see a destination retailer take place or pop up right there next to the Target. And then on the backside where the movie theater is, underneath the movie theater, I think you're going to see another entertainment offering that's going to be really exciting. So a lot of great things on the horizon at Clearview. We're just waiting for that. The Zia's location is the linchpin right now. As soon as the new location's finished, I think you're going to start seeing the demo of that mall.
Destination retail, you say?
Yep. That's what we want. We want people coming to into Jefferson Parish to spend their money.
Do you have an idea what it is?
I have an idea. You don't.
Will you be sharing that anytime soon as to what the destination retail is?
When the ink is dry, I will be happy to share that, absolutely. and I'll come on your show.
But is it pretty much a done deal, Jerry? Are there a couple of things to be ironed out?
I think in retail, there's always room for things to not happen. So we hedge those bets a little bit, but I think this is a pretty sure thing.
And then you say entertainment venue as well. I guess you have an idea on that too.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And those are the types of things that mall properties and retail properties try to attract. You want people to come. You want to have a reason to draw visitors to your property, because that's when they're going to spend their money, while they're having a good time, having a cocktail or two, and enjoying time with family. And so retail properties, as they redevelop, they all want to attract one of these, one of these types of concepts.
And you're going to have high-end apartments in that as well?
And those apartments are already online. To the rear of Clearview Mall, you've had a couple of hundred units come online, new high-end apartments.
So tell me about the... Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's very similar to what's taking place in Elmwood Shopping Center, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now,
Elmwood. Well, let me pick that up when we come back.
Okay.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about Elmwood when we come back. 651, 9 till 7. We're at People's Health, 3017 Vets. It's Medicare Open Enrollment Day. We got donuts for you from Joe's Donuts, joeknowsfood.com. We got breakfast, we got coffee, we got free World War II museum tickets, we got tickets to Oktoberfest and more while they last. Plus, we've got some expert advice on Medicare open enrollment, which is the most important part of it all. Traffic now, WWL. Get away from that Bismarck and save that jelly as well for Jerry Bologna. We got Joe's Cafe Donuts here at People's Health, 3017 Vets. We got hot breakfast, fresh donuts, home cooking made daily. Stop or visit joesknowsfood.com. We're at People's Health, 3017 Vets in Metairie. We'll be here all day long. Come on out. It's the first day of Medicare open enrollment. Jerry, did you know that a Bismarck is a donut or not?
I'm aware.
What type of donut is it? Let's see if you know. What type of donut?
No, I want to talk about my favorite, the shoe sole.
Okay. All right. We can do that if you like. I don't know if they have any of those over there, but a Bismarck is a chocolate-covered donut filled with cream. Let's talk about Elmwood Shopping Center. Tell me what's going on there.
They continue to raise their profile, bringing in high-end tenants. They recently announced Nordstrom Rack is going to be going where the old Big Lots was, so that's quite a step up in terms of retailers.
You broke up a little bit, Jerry. Who is it that's coming in?
Nordstrom
Rack, you said? Okay.
Yeah, Nordstrom Rack is coming in where the Big Lots store was, so that's quite an elevation in terms of tenants and the profile of shopping that's taking place there. You also have a totally new apartment complex, luxury 251 luxury apartments that are going to be built at the site of the old Kmart. So Elmwood continues to evolve into a residential destination as well, a residential and shopping destination. And, we've been working on this More Here campaign in Jefferson. You can build more, invest more, and we certainly say people can shop more and spend more here in Jefferson Parish.
Y'all have really done a lot in Jefferson Parish. Things are really, I hate to say on fire. I don't want to use that phrase, but things are happening in Jefferson Parish, are they not?
Sure, and it doesn't happen in a vacuum. We have great great government leadership, great civic involvement, and our residents get good quality of life offerings, and we just try to maintain those things.
Any final thoughts, Jerry?
Come celebrate, support our retailers and support our companies. We're excited about the future.
I remember what you said. You could tell people about the new retail thing on my show, so you said you'd do it. Remember?
I'll do it. Okay.
We're holding you to it. All right. Thank you, Jerry. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Cokie. You too, sir. Cokie Riley, LSU beat writer for The Advocate, about LSU getting ready to take on a ranked Vanderbilt team. Then we'll talk to Ronald Surpass about crime and take a deep dive as we normally do. Thank you for joining us. This is Medicare Enrollment Day, People's Health Medicare Center and Vets near Causeway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.